Welcome to Catholic Sports View on Relevant Radio. A look at the athletes and coaches who shape the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here is your host, Bob Gibson.
Let's kick off the show by welcoming in the head coach of the brand new Division I state girls basketball champions, and that is Rich Yoon. Coach, congratulations. Sounds pretty good to be able to call yourself state champions again, huh?
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Big victory, 75-58 over Bishop O'Dowd. Almost a 20-point win in this one. You don't see huge gaps like that in state championship games, big wins. But your team, once they got on a roll at the end of the year, I'll tell you, they had their sights set on this goal, didn't they?
Definitely. I think, you know, we kept learning from the tough competition that we played throughout the season, through league and then playing in the open division. All of those games were learning experiences for us, and we just got better and better as the year went on. Fortunately, we played our best game. We waited to do that at the end of the year, and we shot the ball really well at the Golden One Center. For some reason, my teams like to shoot well there. We shot, I think, 50% from the field. So definitely helped us.
Yeah, you know, so sometimes you find those big arenas like that. Sometimes kids get lost in there a little bit. You know, the backgrounds are different. But yeah, as you mentioned, your kids rise to that occasion.
There's so many things to consider. Going into the game, I'm always worried about depth perception, you know, crowd, the floor itself, the NBA three-point line. But for some reason, you know, we play in a dinky gym. Our gym is not that big, but when we get to a place like that, we shoot the ball really well. So, I mean, our kids, congratulations to them for coming up and stepping up in a big game like that.
Yeah, we're visiting with Rich Yoon, head coach at Rosary Academy, newly crowned Division I state girls basketball champions. You got a couple players on there now who can say they're two-time state champions, right? Three or four girls who were on the team a couple of years ago. This is two out of three here at state. What's the secret to it?
Well, I think a lot of it is hard work. A lot of it is trying to get that chemistry together and a lot of luck. There's got to be a lot of things that fall in place. We had some tough games in the regionals. Right before the regional final, we played a Long Beach Poly team that took us to overtime. There's a lot of little things that we have to do as a team, like rebound and take charges and things like that. But I'll tell you, there's got to be a little bit of luck, too, that goes along with it.
Playing in the Trinity League, you know, that obviously has to be a huge help because the level of competition is so high. So, as you mentioned, playing in the open division, playing, you know, those kind of teams. I mean, all this really meant your team really had to stay focused at this time of year. The open division didn't work out, certainly, but did you feel like your team still, you know, had that look to them as they went to the next goal?
We thought that being in the open was a very eye-opening experience for us in terms of the level of play, the competition. We played everybody really tough, but the fourth quarter, times where you actually needed to make shots, those teams have been at that level before. They played with that kind of experience. And for us, it was like the first time playing against top caliber teams in the nation. It wasn't just in California. These teams were ranked in the top 10 in the nation. So for us, we learned from those experiences, the top-level teams there, and I think it helped us to get better as we moved on to the regional finals.
What did the experience from 2 years ago mean to some of these girls, and for you especially, knowing that you know, you guys had done this previously?
Well, like you said, some of the kids are two-time champions.
Yeah.
They have two rings now, and we relied on some of that experience for them to kind of influence the other kids. But some of our, like Asia, came out the game just roaring hot. You know, she came out the game with all cylinders and was very aggressive. The rest of us kind of followed her suit and just kept playing without putting on the brakes, basically.
You mentioned Asia Avenger. Does it mean a lot to be able to put, you know, a lot of that on her shoulders, a player like that?
She's a great leader. She leads by example. She's the first one that reiterate things that I say to the team. She's one of those kids that just wants to win. She's just a big competitor. And I think that's one of the things that she influences onto the others. And I think all of us kind of know that every game that we play, we want to win and we want to show everybody how good we are.
In contrast, you got a freshman point guard, Kaylee Byon, who led the team with 9 assists in this one. What does it mean to have that youthful leadership, I guess, at the point guard position as well?
You know, both our freshmen are really great. Soleil Montrose and Kaylee Byon, sometimes they act like, you know, they're upperclassmen on the floor. And having her, having Asia, who also plays the point guard position, and Kate Goostrey last year, who played point guard for us, having 3 point guards on the floor, it's very hard to press us, I think. And we make really good decisions when people try to come out and give us full court pressure.
You know, balanced scoring, you know, 3 players in double figures. You know, Asia led the way with 24, and then even Rodriguez 9, Byon was 7. I mean, you were just getting contributions from everybody throughout. It was just a matter of the team just kind of getting in the groove early and staying there.
I think that was our trait the whole year. We try to balance our scoring. It's not just from one person. We had like 5 players average 10 points throughout the year. And if someone, you know, blows up and gets a 20-point game, it's just that much harder for other teams to scout.
Is that hard as a coach to keep a team focused? Obviously, you have the disappointment of losing in CIF, but is it harder or is it easier to get them kind of refocused again, knowing that you have, hey, a chance to play again?
You know, that was our goal. Our goal was to win something, you know, put a banner up, whatever the banner may be. We knew that we had the talent. We just didn't know if we had the experience to take us there. But with so many juniors on the team, we knew that every day we were going to get more and more of that knowledge so that we could take it to the next level. And next year, even, we know that, you know, Savannah's a senior and she adds a lot to our team. But the core group of kids are young and they're going to do some special things next year.
Yeah, you led me right into my next question. Is the last couple of minutes here with head coach Rich Yoon of the CIF State Division I Girls Basketball Champions. Rosary 75, Bishop O'Dowd 58 was the final score. Yeah, this team is young, right? So, I mean, you know, a chance to really build off this, you know, with a core group that's still going to be there a couple more years.
Right. The team, you know, just got more and more confidence just going into it. And I think they developed a reputation along the way. So they're going to be very hard to beat next year, I believe.
I know you guys are off school today, the day that we're recording this, but obviously got to be some big plans on campus, right, to honor these young ladies.
Absolutely. We got to celebrate now. I mean, we've been playing since November. It's been a long season. So, yeah, we got to start doing all the parties, the celebrations, the banner ceremonies, the ring ceremonies. So I'm really happy for our kids that they could achieve this great success.
Yeah, and what does it mean to you again personally, to, you know, having done this before, but now the second time? I mean, I'm sure it's just as exciting as it was a couple of years ago for you.
Oh, it's always exciting winning a state championship. It doesn't matter what division it is. We're so happy for the school. We're happy for the players. We just want everyone to be involved in from the community so that we can make this a big deal and we can make sure that it's there for years to come.
You're the head coach. Obviously, you're in charge. You know, we give you a lot of the credit. But tell us a little bit about your assistant coaches, because I know sometimes they go unheralded and they don't get as much credit as they obviously should get in these things. Give us a little bit about what the work that your assistant coaches have put in this year as well.
Oh, my assistant coaches do a great job. Matt is in charge of all of our stats stuff, and he helps out with all of our scouting. Matt Rea has been with me for almost 20 years now.
Wow.
And he's somebody that, you know, you can always count on. And he works really hard to make sure that the girls get everything they deserve. And Kelly Huerta, our other assistant, she has a great relationship with all the other kids. You know, she makes sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And she does a phenomenal job in terms of relating and making sure that they give 100% out on the floor.
Well, Coach, I know it's been a long season, culminated the right way for you guys in a championship. Nonetheless, get a little bit of rest, and it won't be too long before you're back out on the court and putting the girls back through their paces, because the new season will be on us before we know it, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That is Rich Yoon, the head basketball coach over at Rosary Academy, the CIF State Division I Basketball Champions. Much more to come right here on the program. Stay with us. You're listening to Relevant Radio.
Join Join us for Catholic Night at Honda Center on Friday evening, March 22nd, as we watch the Ducks take on the San Jose Sharks at 7 p.m. Your game ticket will include access to the Catholic Trinity Hockey League skills competition following the Ducks game. The first 1,000 tickets purchased through our special offer will include a limited edition Anaheim Ducks Catholic Night hat. To purchase tickets starting at only $29, visit AnaheimDucks.com/Catholic Night. That's AnaheimDucks.com/Catholic Night.
Let's welcome into the program a senior from J. Sarah Catholic High School, Peter Harold, who participated and did very well in a big track event over the weekend. And Peter, welcome to Catholic Sports View.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be here. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're glad to talk to you because we know the legendary cross-country and track programs at J. Sarah under head coach Marty Dugard. And, we know how good those programs are down there. You're a big part of it, for the past couple of years. Explain to us what happened at this national event, the New Balance Indoor National event that you had a big placing in over the weekend.
Yeah, it was an awesome experience. Me and my teammate Anthony were able to fly out to New York for the weekend and race in a first indoor track meet. We were able to get some qualifying times earlier in the season. So, yeah, it was a super fun experience, and it went really well.
This is a national event, correct?
Yes, it was. I mean, there was a lot of runners from all over the states, but, yeah, there were some big races there. I was happy to be in my race for sure. It was a really fun experience.
So you run the 3200, right?
Yes, the 32. It was technically a 2 mile, but yeah, okay, pretty much the same distance.
So. All right, just go through the race a little bit for us. Give us your mindset going in, and what are the surroundings? Are these things that are kind of awe-inspiring to you in a way, or were you focused and ready to run this?
Yeah, I was pretty focused. I mean, this was my first indoor meet ever, so I was really looking forward to it. But it was early in our season. This is one of our first races, so. I wasn't sure how things were going to go. I feel like my fitness has come along pretty well. My coach and I have been discussing where we've been going. But, yeah, I thought the race went really well. I mean, went out pretty strong. I found myself in the back of the pack at the very beginning and then kind of started getting tripped up. And then when I started to make a move to the front, I started feeling a lot better and kind of just went for the lead and then was able to hold it throughout the whole race. So it went well.
Yeah, when you cross the tape, when you hit the finish line, what was that feeling like?
Yeah, it was super awesome. I mean, I could tell those guys were starting to catch up to me. But, yeah, once I felt strong at the end and was able to close, it was a great feeling crossing that finish line, getting the first one there.
Talking with senior Peter Harold from J. Sarah Catholic High School, won the 32 or 2 mile, as it were, at the New Balance Indoor Nationals in New York over the weekend. Was that your strategy going in? Was that how you wanted to run the race?
It wasn't my main plan. I mean, my coach and I kind of discussed, we were trying to hit more of a time base. It was more of a time thing than anything. But we definitely wanted to go for the win and do everything we could to put myself in the best position for that. I mean, I didn't think that wasn't my first race strategy. I thought I was going to try to be a little more conservative in the beginning and more in the middle and then just try to close at the end. But I'm still happy with the way the race went. I was glad I was able to make a strong move and hold it. So, yeah.
You mentioned it was your first indoor meet. Is there anything different about running indoors than outdoors?
Yes, I would definitely say so. I mean, it gets in your head a little bit. I mean, once you say you finish a lap, you got to realize that it's only really half a lap. But overall, I really liked it. I mean, definitely get used to that. So looking forward to college and stuff. So,
Can you train any differently for that kind of an atmosphere?
That I don't have a great answer for that question. I would say I'm sure there is training techniques that help you, that favor you to more indoor meets. But here in California, we do mostly outdoor meets, so we focus on that mostly. But, yeah.
We have the weather here, right? So we can be outdoors all year long. Peter Harold joining us. Senior won the 3200 at the New Balance Indoor Nationals over the weekend, 9:16.8. Is that a personal best, or have you run better than that before?
That is a personal best. Yeah, I was really happy with the time. I mean, this is early in the season, so I'm really excited for what my coach has in store for me. I mean, training's been going well, so hopefully I can start chipping away at that time and bring it down a little more.
Are there days where you just feel more on than other days? Or are there days where it's like you really got to push yourself to kind of get your body going? And are there days where you just go, hey, I can run forever today?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for sure. Yeah, there's days where I'm feeling great and could have really strong days on the track. track, and then there's days where I feel pretty crummy and my legs feel pretty heavy, but just got to know that you got to get through those days because, yeah, that's how you get better, I guess.
Was there jet lag you had to deal with, the whole idea of going cross-country to run in this? What were the pros and cons of doing that?
I tried not to think about that too much. I mean, my coach was always was on us about hydrating and stuff, so that played a big role, and I think once we were hydrated and had our mindset ready, and I think we were able to get out there and get what needed to be done. We were able to do a little run before, which helped for sure, but yeah, I don't think the jet lag was a huge contributor to the race. So,
how does this put you on the map nationally? Would this finish have surprised some people, or is this something that people go, no, Peter's kind of been building to this. We're not surprised to see this at all.
I'm not sure. Hopefully I'm starting to get my name out there and people start recognizing that I'm ready to compete and I'm in good shape right now. But yeah, I think this looks good for California for sure. I mean, it definitely gets my name up there on the leaderboard, I think. And yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
Where are you going to school after this?
I'm not 100% sure yet.
Okay.
I've been starting to narrow things down, but I've been looking between Cal Berkeley mostly and Vanderbilt, I guess. I was talking to other schools as well. I'm not sure where I'm going to end up, but those are two good options for me right now. But yeah, I'm still looking around.
And what do you want to do long range? What are your plans within track?
Hopefully do well in college. I mean, try to go as far as I can as an individual and with the team, make it NCAAs, All-American. I mean, hopefully I can go really far. I mean, love the sport, and so, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your training with Coach and kind of what that relationship has been like.
Yeah, it's been nothing short of phenomenal. I mean, we got a great coach and always watching our back, and been a true inspiration to me for sure. It's been started with him freshman year, and I was just okay, and then he's pushed me to be a better individual and a better runner, and it's been going really well. So great having him be a mentor to me.
Yeah, and the experience at JCERA, you happy with the 4 years that you spent there?
Definitely, yeah. I would definitely say so. This wasn't actually my first choice of high school, but I'm glad I ended up here because I think things have been going really well.
Well, obviously things went very well for you over the weekend. A victory, 9:16.8, your best time ever. And you think you got a little bit more than that? You got another gear you can kick it into?
I hope so. I mean, yeah, like I said earlier, again, it's early in the season, and we're still in training. And so hopefully we're just getting stronger and run some faster times. So I'm looking forward to a great season.
Well, congratulations to you again. It's got to be an exciting time, and you can take this and go forward with it and do more. So again, congratulations, Peter. We appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. This is awesome.
This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit, and we have a very special message and a very exciting event coming up. A Divine Mercy Conference, Saturday, April 13th from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Santiago de Compostela Parish Hall, located at 21682 Lake Forest Drive in Lake Forest, California. This event is going to be transformative. I will be speaking along with Father Ed Broom, Father Jacob, Kathleen Beckman, Donna Lee, Annette Hills. It'll be an absolutely amazing event to teach us more about how much God loves us through His mercy. For more information, contact Katie at spiritfulhearts.org. That's K-A-T-I-E at spiritfulhearts.org. Or call at 949-514-5028. God bless you all.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports View here on Relevant Radio. I am Bob Gibson, and we welcome in the head softball coach at Orange Lutheran High School, Steve Miklos. Coach, coming off a heck of a year a season ago, getting ready to go for this new season that's upon us. Thanks for giving us a couple of minutes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're excited for 2019 season to get started.
I would have to think there's a little bit of a bitter taste in everyone's mouths the way everything ended a year ago. I mean, you guys were just rolling along and the number one team in Southern California at one point, and everything just seemed to be pointing up for the Lancers. And I guess for it to end the way it did and that loss to Great Oak in extra innings, is that just more fuel to the fire to get going for this season?
Definitely. We bring back a pretty strong group from last year, and you know, I tell people the playoffs are tough. You need to play well, but you also need to get lucky, because in that format, we're one and done. If just one mistake, whatever, could cost you, and you're out. So, the tough way to end our season, but, looking back at the season as a whole, it was very successful, and we were very happy with the way the girls played.
Boy, that bracket was something else. Last year, when you look at the way the bracket shaped up, I was talking earlier in the show with Coach Fitzpatrick over at Santa Margarita. I looked at it, and I said, man, there's seven or eight teams here that could probably have a legitimate shot to get into the finals here, and it was just crazy the kind of the way it sort of all ended.
Well, with the way they've changed the classification for the divisions, they rank teams on their last 3 years' performance. Mm-hmm. They have some kind of point system. There's no easy games in D1. There's 32 top teams, and anybody can win it. It's just who gets hot at the end of the season.
Yeah, and that's maybe part of the thing. I mentioned your team was really just rolling along there. Do you feel like at some point at the end of the year, maybe some of that momentum it bottomed out a little bit?
No. We only lost 5 games, so it's...
Right.
We won some big tournaments. I mean, we won the Mojave Tournament and the Torrance National Tournament. We lost in the championship game for the Crew Tournament. We played some big games and beat some very good teams. We just fell short.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I mentioned that tough bracket. Anybody can beat anybody on any given day. We certainly know that's the way it works in softball and in baseball. But big loss to Mater Dei, obviously, at the end of the season, 11-1. And then a nice win against Santa Margarita to close things out in league. You felt strong about your girls heading into that postseason.
Yeah, we definitely were ready. I mean, we tried to play a very tough preseason to prepare us for league, because Trinity League is always a challenge, and
yeah,
playoffs are a definite challenge.
Steve Miklos is our guest, the head softball coach at Orange Lutheran High School, and they will attempt to dethrone Mater Dei. You had won the league the two previous seasons. Mater Dei got you this past year. It seems like you throw Santa Margarita in the mix, and then you've got Jay Sarah, who's a school on the rise as well. I mean, Rosary's always one of those great programs over there as well. I mean, this is the top-notch softball being played in Southern California, right here in the Trinity.
It's a very competitive league, and then you add rivalries into the mix. It always makes it a lot more exciting, and there's always upsets and some great games in the Trinity League.
I think what's fun about softball too is that it's not just in some of the other sports. It gets accused of the private schools really kind of running the whole thing, and not necessarily always true in the world of softball. A lot of great public school programs. Norco, obviously, the won the championship. Pacifica is always right there. Los Alamitos has their great program, national champions a couple of years ago. So it's fun to see that mix of private and public schools being able to compete on the same level.
Softball's a little different for girls, because most of their college scholarships come through their travel teams. So there really is that they don't have to go to a private school to get that exposure for college. The kids that come to our school want to come to Orange Lutheran, and they want to play against good teams. So they come for competitive reasons, but it's not the end game like you see more in football, with boys transferring to be at a higher level so the colleges see them. But yes, there's public schools. It's really enrollment numbers really dictate a lot of the teams, the quality of teams, because the more players you have, the more students you have, the better the odds of having more good travel ball players. Bigger schools definitely have more kids. Norco's been dominant the last few years. Los Al is always good. Huntington Beach is going to be very good this year. So Orange County and Southern California itself is just a hotbed for softball players. And you see that when you watch the College World Series and you look at where all these girls came from, and most of them are a good majority of them are from Southern California.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I mean, this is where all the talent is. You talk about you mentioned the club teams. Does that help you, knowing that, you can have girls that are just coming to your school, and maybe it's the same way for other coaches as well, that they're there to have fun. Maybe their scholarship, as you mentioned, is taken care of on their travel ball team. Now they can just concentrate on being a Lancer and having fun with their teammates and trying to go out and win a CIF championship, rather than all that other stuff about trying to get that scholarship and trying to impress the scouts.
Absolutely. My goal is, I'm a goal oriented person, and my goal is always when they leave that they look back and say, wow, travel ball is a lot of work. High school is a lot of fun, and they've really enjoyed it. And that's always my goal. High school is a lot more like college, because you're with your players every day. You go to school with them and you play with them. So it's definitely more a college environment from that standpoint than their travel teams, where they're just getting together and playing on the weekend. It definitely prepares them more for college. So it is a different focus. Travel ball is a lot on how do I do, and high school, our focus is how do I be a better teammate, and how can I help my team. So the focus comes off of me and gets put on we. What can we do to be better? And that's the biggest challenge is just getting chemistry right, our goal set, and the girls playing as a team. All good life experience, all good life lessons.
Yeah, no, for sure. Steve Miklos is our guest. He is the head softball coach at Orange Lutheran High School. Obviously, we cover the Trinity League here, and then the name of our show is Catholic Sports U, and we love having, we love talking to our Lutheran brethren that are in the league with us at OLU. And when I talk to so many other coaches at the other Catholic school, a lot of it, you know, I say, who's the person who wants to come to this school? And they really want that education and that you know, the Catholic education. I would imagine it's the same thing at your school. You know, you mentioned it before. People are coming to OLU to be part of that great community. And I mean, I hear it from Coach Nordstrom, Coach Borba, Coach Presley, you know, the kids want to be part of that community over there. It's a special place.
And that's really what you want. You want the kids to want to be there. And it makes it a lot easier when the girls are there for more than just softball, more than just playing a sport, the whole high school experience.
But that's really what you're selling them on, right? Or I mean,
yep,
I don't think
correct.
You have to sell it at this point. People know what a special place OLU is. So, I mean, that's part of the whole thing is to come there and the academics and the part of being of a great community.
That's correct.
You know, Coach, you mentioned before about bringing back, you know, a good chunk of your team from a year ago. That's got to be a great advantage for you, you know, when you have all this great talent and they're coming back and then, you know, they're ready to get into this new season, I imagine.
It's very exciting. We're very old this year. I've got seven seniors that are all committed to D1 programs, which is phenomenal.
Yeah,
and,
right.
and then three juniors who are verbal to D1 schools. So I'm just excited to see what they're going to do on the field. On paper, we look great, but you never know how that translates into actual performance and chemistry. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we play. But definitely, we're going into the season with a very strong group.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we saw this group a year ago and what they're capable of. Any young players on the horizon who are kind of getting integrated in that maybe have a chance to make an impact as well?
You know, we've got some very good freshmen coming in, but they're going to have a hard time bumping one of the junior seniors this year. But my goal for them is for them to get mentored by the older girls and be ready for us next year, because we're definitely going to need them because we lose a big group.
With this group, you're always looking for leadership, obviously, and you know, looking for girls to step up and be leaders. Is there kind of a natural, for lack of a better word, hierarchy of kids who step up and fill that leadership role?
Yeah, we do have some very good leaders on this team. Sierra Briggs, who's going to LSU,
mm-hmm.
She's a senior, just a phenomenal outfielder. Maya Rodriguez, another senior, she's going to Ohio State. She's a shortstop. So we have good leadership in the outfield and in the infield, which is really important because we really stress communication defensively, and it's good to have leaders in the right spots that people look up to. And then we do have a new transfer that came in this year. She's a senior. Her name's Miranda Stoddard. She's going to Kentucky. She's a pitcher, and she seems to have just come right in, and girls respect her, and she's a hard worker and appears to be a good leader too.
No, we're really looking forward to this season. I tell you, it's a lot of fun. And as soon as these rain clouds part, we'll get some sunshine out there. And I know the Lancers are going to be in the thick of things once we get into this Trinity League campaign, which is always going to be a lot of fun. Coach, we want to thank you for taking a couple of minutes and talking Lancer softball here on Catholic Sports U. Thanks again.
Well, thank you very much, Bob.
Absolutely. That's Steve Miklos, the head softball coach at Orange Lutheran High School. I want to thank all my guests this week. If you want to email us, you can hit us at CatholicSportsView@gmail.com. Also find us on Twitter at CatholicSV. Follow us there as well. We thank you for joining us once again, and we'll see you next week right here on Catholic Sports View, where athletics meets faith.